Creative vision goes beyond imagination. Creative vision is more than an interest in material things. It is a commitment to a better future. Synthetic imagination springs from experience and reason. Creative imagination springs from your commitment to your definite purpose. Creative vision depends heavily upon creative imagination, but it is also more than that. Imagination recognizes limitations, handicaps, and opposition. Creative vision rides over these as if they did not exist, for it has as its base an infinite intelligence. One of the purest examples I know of creative vision is illustrated by the story of Dr. Elmer Gates. Gates was an inventor who worked at the same time as Edison, but his methods and background were very different. He was a highly trained scientist, and his patents actually outnumbered Edison's 2-1. Gates applied creative vision in a remarkably simple process. He would enter a soundproof room, sit down at a table with pencil and paper, and turn off the lights. He then concentrated his thoughts on a particular problem and waited for the ideas that he needed for its solution. Sometimes ideas flowed to Gates immediately. Sometimes he had to wait for as much as an hour before they came. Occasionally, nothing happened. At other times, he perceived solutions to other problems that he hadn't even been thinking about. Dr. Gates' creative vision transcended imagination because he had developed it into a faculty he could call upon at will. Creative vision produces results, not alibis. Creative vision is needed today. There are countless calls for creative vision in the world today. We need forms of energy that do not pollute or drain our environment. We need schools that capture the attention of our young people and teach them to better themselves. We need cures and vaccines for terrible diseases that threaten the Earth's people. We need people who can show small business how to use and profit from rapidly changing technology. We need plans for controlling the cost of health care and making it affordable for every honest worker without destroying the incentive of the professionals who provide it. There is both challenge and opportunity in these needs, and I raise them only to start you thinking about the scope of the possibilities for creative vision. There is a place in America for every person who can render any type of useful service and is willing to render it with the right mental attitude. If you have creative vision, you will recognize this and profit from it. You will never complain of a lack of opportunity. Great leaders of every generation in this country began their careers in humble occupations. Andrew Carnegie was a bobbin boy in a textile mill. W. Clement Stone was a newsboy. Harry Truman was a haberdasher. Ruth Bader Ginsburg had to become a law secretary when she graduated from law school because judges couldn't imagine hiring a woman clerk. Yet now she sits on the Supreme Court.